Once upon a time, there was a buffalo. And this buffalo, like many other animals, would go to a watering hole and drink. And one time he was down at that watering hole and he was slurping down the water. And the strange thing was that although he had his head down for a long time, slurping and drinking, by the time he pulled up his head, he was still thirsty. His belly was full of water, but the strange thing was that he was still thirsty. And he said down to one of the animals there, a little squirrel on the ground, he said,
Is there something wrong with the water today? I can't seem to get enough to drink.
And the little squirrel wiped the little drops of water from her whiskers, and she said, What?
Well, said the buffalo, it's just that I have been drinking for a while, but I'm still thirsty.
The squirrel just gazed up at the buffalo as if he was a little bit mad. You've been drinking for a while, but you're still thirsty? Yeah. You should go and see the king, then.
The king?
Said the buffalo.
Oh, yes, said the squirrel. The king is a big man who lives in a big palace a long, long way away from here, and he sorts out all these kinds of things. If you've got any kind of trouble with the water, go and see the king.
Well, the buffalo, he thought about this for a long time, and he tried the water again, But it was really true. The water still left him feeling thirsty. And he shook his head and said, Well then, I suppose I better go and see the king.
And so off went that great buffalo. That great big buffalo stomping through the landscape, through the king's kingdom, on his way to the king's palace to ask him about the water. And everywhere he went, people would say, Good grief, you're a huge buffalo. Where are you going? And he would say,
I'm off to see the king.
The king, they would say. Well, why?
Well,
said the buffalo, and then he'd explain to them the whole story of how the water that he'd drunk had left him feeling thirsty. Of how, indeed, all the water he was drinking on his journey, it still left him thirsty. In fact, it seemed to get worse and worse the longer he went on. Well, people, when they heard this, they were so intrigued that many of them simply left their homes and walked with the buffalo on the way to the king's palace just to see what the king might say. Well, before long, he'd passed through so many towns that he had a little crowd of people all walking behind him. And every new place he came to, they'd ask him, Where are you going? And he'd say,
I'm going to see the king.
And why? They would say.
Because of my thirst,
said the buffalo.
And how no water seems to take it away.
Until before long, he had arrived at the king's city. And you can imagine the commotion and the sensation there was when that buffalo, followed by a crowd of people, came walking into the king's city. Traffic stopped, people stood and stared, until at last that procession of buffalo and people came to the very gates of the king's palace.
I want to see the king,
said the buffalo. And the guard, a young guard who'd just got onto guard duty that day, didn't quite know what to make of this situation. He stared at the buffalo and he stared at all the people behind him, going, Yeah, he wants to see the king! And he said, You can't come in! No buffaloes allowed in the palace!
Then, said the buffalo, the king will have to come down and see me.
Yeah, said all the people standing behind the buffalo. We want the king! We want the king!
And pretty soon there was such a commotion going on outside that the guard got kind of scared and ran off and told the chamberlain. And the chamberlain looked out the window and saw a riot about to take place. And he went off to tell the king, and he said, "Your Majesty, we have a bit of a situation outside." And the king, who was getting dressed, stared out the window himself. "What's that buffalo doing there?" "I've no idea, Your Majesty. Something about wanting to see you." "Well," said the king, "better get myself dressed." And he got himself all dressed up, all fine and dandy, like a king should look, and he went downstairs, out into his courtyard, and there he found this huge crowd of people who had been swelled by all the people from the king's city who'd got very interested in all of this, and there was the buffalo, patient, standing there. And when the king approached, he said,
"Are you the king?"
"Yes," said the king, "I am."
"I want to ask you a question," said the buffalo.
"Very well, then," said the king, "go ahead."
"I want to know,"
said the buffalo,
"why, when I drink water, all kinds of water, it still leaves me thirsty, and I feel more thirsty now than when I began my journey to see you."
The king, he just gazed at the buffalo, and he looked around at the crowd, who by now had fallen completely silent to listen and hear what the buffalo was saying. And he said, "You better come in then. Not the rest of you, just you," he said to the buffalo. And he walked with that great creature across his courtyard and into his palace. They'd never had a buffalo in the king's palace before. But after he'd heard what the buffalo had to say, the king had no qualms about that. And they walked and they walked, and the buffalo had never seen anything like it before. The marble corridors, the golden statues and the beautiful pictures on every wall. And the deeper into the king's palace they walked, the more beautiful it all became. Until at last they came to an inner sanctum, a little garden right in the centre of the palace, flanked on all sides by the palace walls, and a precious place that only the king could go and sit. Fine songbirds were singing on trees there, and it was the most lovely place that you could possibly imagine. A little spring bubbled in the middle of it, and with the sun shining, the water there, it sparkled and looked quite golden. The king took a cup, dipped it into the water, and gave it to the buffalo to drink. And when the buffalo had slurped up a few slurpfuls of that water, why, he somehow changed. His body began to soften. His hair began to melt away, and he began to stand up on his hind legs. "Here," said the king, dipping another cup and giving it to the buffalo. And this time the buffalo took the cup between his two front hooves, and when he put it to his mouth and drank, why, a strange transformation took place. Because when he drew the cup away from his lips, he no longer had hooves, but rather hands. And when he drank for a third time, why, the buffalo was completely transformed into a fine young man, beautifully dressed as if he himself were a prince. "Now," said the king, "tell me, are you still thirsty?" And the buffalo, he looked down at his beautiful clothes. He looked at his man's hands. And he stared back at the king. And he said, "No, I am no longer thirsty."
And the king said, "Then you must come and live with me in my palace and be my son."
And that's what happened. The buffalo, who was now a fine prince, he moved into the palace and he became the king's own son. And they lived together in that palace for many, many years until one day when the old king died. Why, the prince became the king in his place. And I do believe that that kingdom that he ruled was a happy and a prosperous place where the chance of your thirst being fully satisfied was really rather good.